At 8:24, let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse and more of the Breakfast Club. Here is the man with his third cup of coffee, John Boggs.
Actually, Jeff, I think I'm on about my fifth cup of coffee.
Get that Java Jolt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to have a lot of coffee if you're going to throw a pie at me in a week.
Hey, you got to get ready for that.
Yeah. Hey, we have Buzz Keck, Mosier Motors, with us. And one of the exciting things about the Jay County Business Expo this year is Buzz is going to have a money machine in his booth. Buzz, tell us, for anybody who hasn't seen a money machine, kind of describe it for everyone.
Well, the money machine is basically, it's a machine that we're going to put dollar bills in, $20 bills in. There's going to be prizes in there, so you can actually collect two. And it blows around you, and basically you get to grab them out of the air. And the more you grab, the more you get to keep.
Wow.
So it's exciting. It's something new to the expo this year. We're pleased to be able to be asked to be the sponsor of it, and Mosier Motors of Portland is going to have a lot of fun at it.
That does sound like a lot of fun. I'm sitting here imagining people just trying to grab dollars out of the air.
Yes.
Now, I know there's some restrictions. You got to grab it with your hands. You
right.
Can't.
Right. No trapping, no picking off the floor, no pulling out your coat and trying to pull it up into your coat.
There goes my plan.
But you got big hands, and just think about it. There's ways of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the neat thing about this is nobody has to enter.
No enter. Just basically every hour we're going to post a birth date, and the closest person to that birth date, or if it's actually your birth date, will get in the money machine.
Wonderful.
And if we have two people the same birth date, it's the first one that comes up with it.
Wonderful. So you don't have to enter. You're already pre-qualified with a birth date and an opportunity to win thousands of dollars in prizes.
Well, yes, we're going to have a lot of prizes out there and a lot of money out there. And again, it's going to happen every hour, basically from about 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Now, how are you going to draw the birthdays? You're just going to have them all in a bucket and pull one out?
We're going to pre-draw the birth dates ahead of time, so we'll know exactly what birth date, and we're going to post those an hour ahead of time for the next money machine.
Okay, so people can come around and find out if they're... They have to come to your booth to find out if they qualify.
Right, they come to our booth to find out whether or not they're close. And they might, within one day or might even be one year. You don't know how close the birthday will be, depending on who's there at that particular hour.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, we're looking forward to
it. That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Hopefully, we're going to give a lot of cash away, and hopefully we won't go broke and still be in business on Monday.
Now, I'm not a real trim guy. Is there enough room for me to get the money machine?
Yes. Plenty of room for you to get in there, John.
Okay, and if I'm claustrophobic, I'm not going to have a problem.
Won't have a problem, and we do want to shout out a thank you to Crossroads Financial for letting us use their money machine.
Wonderful.
I'm just curious to know, do you know when my birthday is, Buzz?
Yes, and I know, I'm not going to post that one.
Jeez.
Vicki, I know you got a special message here. We got to go back to the news, but let's hear your message.
Well, yes,
first.
Thanks, John. I want to give a special shout out to the Chamber's office manager, Pat Jellison, who's in Jay County Hospital, had a hip replacement, and so we wish her well, and know she's going to miss all the expo excitement, but she's doing fine.
Well, and I'm sure if she's awake, she's listening, because every time we do the Breakfast Club, Pat tells me exactly what I said on the air. So.
Well, that's great. I hope we didn't make any mistakes, because she'll tell us.
I do, too. And I hope you're getting better, Pat. So, right back to you, Jeff, for the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Mark Clemens, chairperson of the United Way campaign for 2011.